Okay, we'll try to get together, maybe we'll meet.
I'd like to call to order the Monday, December the 4th, meeting of the Police Judicial and Legal Committee of Town Council of the Town of Mount Pleasant. It is the appointed place and the appointed hour. The first thing on the agenda is the approval of the minutes from the September 5th, 2017 meeting. If you looked at those, they are quite long and involved. A lot of us were not there, but if you happen to have been there, I think Mr. Brimmer was there. I think, Gary, you might have been there. We have a new committee that is approving minutes of a committee meeting that we weren't part of, but I did look it over. I didn't see anything.
I didn't see anything either.
So is there a motion that we approve those minutes?
So moved.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. The ayes have it. Next is public comments. Are there any comments from members of the public, anyone in the audience? Yes, sir. Please state your name and address.
Kevin Kinane, 3032 River Vista Way. I'm just going to speak briefly on that committee structure issue. I think it's a great idea to expand the committees. As the town grew in size over many years, you know, the job of the town got more complex. So there is expertise out there in the population. Maybe a radical idea would be to include a citizen on some of the committees where there's an available expertise. You know, I've noticed over the last 3 years watching all this process, there's a lot of frustration from the public, as we know. Sometimes the pace of things is one of the frustrations. And one of the things that slows down the process is, let's send this out to a study. You know, I witnessed one a few months ago with a council member who's no longer with us on council, putting out a study of retail stores, say. And it occurred to me, there's a lot of retired business executives that live here in town, and they'd probably love to be channeled for something like that instead of paying money to some expert to come up here and tell us what we could figure out ourselves. So things along those lines, the idea of expanding the committees is good, and I would just add to it maybe thinking about pulling in some citizen expertise also. Thank you. Thank you.
Any others? All right, that concludes item number 2 on the agenda. Item number 3, police matters. No agenda items, but we do have the chief here, and we're looking forward to the Christmas parade on Sunday, and I know that's a big day for y'all, but thank you for what you do on that. Judicial matters, no agenda items. I assume nothing has changed. No one's here to update us. Okay, good, and thank you for all you do. Appreciate it. Number 5, legal matters. Discussion of council committee structure and the creation of an executive committee of council. I ask that this be put on the agenda after discussing this with many of y'all. The first part of that, of the committee structure, you notice that many of our committees are only 3 members. And first of all, doing the committee assignments, I just kept wishing, one, personally, for another slot on there because of people's unique talents and experience. And, you know, it's hard to not put somebody on certain committees when we have the talent that we have on this council. The other is that if you've been like us, and Gary, you've probably sat through more than all of us, and Joe, you're a close second. If you have a 3-person committee and one person is absent, you got 2 people voting. And it's hard for 2 people. I mean, you do your work and you do your best, and you certainly do a prudent man's or prudent woman's job, but it's hard for a committee with 2 people to really come away with a substantive vote. So if we could expand those committees from 3 to 4, and I'll ask legal or Mr. DeMura, is there some reason that we have an ordinance that set it at that? I know we have to do this by ordinance, right? This has to be something that goes before full council. But I was just wondering, did we just happen to have 3-person committees, or was there some legal reason that I'm not aware of?
There's no legal reason that I'm aware of. Again, historical context, typically, like most, that's just been the way it's been, but there's no prohibition to expanding the number of committee members as long as it is done by ordinance.
Right, okay. So as the first part of this, I'd like to open it up to discussion from the council members, and then we'll also open it up to the public on the prospect of opening our committees, making them allow up to 4. I guess it doesn't have to be worded where it has to be 4, right? It can be that many.
Maybe what you're asking me is, should there be some discretion in appointing the number?
Sure.
I don't see any reason why there cannot be that, meaning in the mayor's discretion, but the mayor's discretion is to appointing members. So if it's council's wish that it be three or four to grant that discretion, I don't see any reason why it cannot be.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, Mayor, thank you. I mean, this says executive committee of council.
That's the second part of the discussion.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, I'm sorry. Yeah, I mean, for me, we have some of the, as you see from our list right here, we do have some of them that are on there at four. Mm-hmm. I don't have an issue with putting another one on these ones with three. You know, for me, it really doesn't matter. I mean, I don't see where it would hurt us.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I think to be able to put up to four, you know, you get a better recommendation out of a committee because you get more people's ideas. That's fine. I'm fine.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Good. Would someone like to make a motion to that effect?
Yeah, I'll make a motion that we recommend to town council that we have staff prepare an ordinance that allows up to four members of council on committee.
Second.
We have a motion and we have a second. All right. Any further discussion from council? Any discussion from the public at large? Yes, sir.
Based on two of the committees, there's a water commissioner on one committee, and at one time, I believe the transportation director was on a committee in recent history. Is that also an ordinance issue, or how does it work when it's not an actual council member? And I think that expertise issue is out there that maybe the town could benefit from, and I think maybe someone think about it.
That is governed by ordinance. For example, the water
commissioner.
Yeah, that's how it's done. So if you wanted to expand it in that matter, again, we'd have to change the ordinance.
Okay. So this motion leaves those under the ordinance as it is. This is only regarding the number of our council members that we appoint to our committees. Doesn't mean we can't address that later. Yes. Yes.
Kathy Lanning, 2114 Seaway Indian Court. And I'd just like to add that I think that it would be a great idea to have the opportunity to have up to four, especially for the reason Mayor Haney said, with any possible absences. Thank you.
Any other comments? All right, hearing none, we'll put the motion to a vote. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? No. The motion passes. The second part of that is the creation of an executive committee of council. Several reasons why I asked this to be put on there. One is that under our council form of government, we have things from time to time that require the input, signature letters, speaking for all of council for regional issues. You know, they may be CARTA, they may be the Aviation Authority, they may be COG or things like that. And we all know that under our form of government, the mayor does not speak, you know, on their own. It just does not. The mayor speaks as part of council, and it takes an action of council to do that. So for several reasons, one is transparency. I would like for things like that to be discussed in public in a formal committee setting, and there might be a time when that committee would have to call a special meeting, and I can see that happening. You know, it might be Mr. DeMura, maybe preparation for something really big where we want more than the mayor and a couple of people in on something. We want the executive committee to think, put their heads together, and take a vote in a public session in a duly announced meeting. Storms, you know, we do have a provision for emergency council meetings and things like that. The executive committee would be four people, which is not a quorum of council, but it's darn close. Which could give, if we had to, some real good, it'd be a good bellwether for the rest of council to see what we were thinking in terms of any type of thing like that. And then the third aspect of that is special issues. I'm thinking about some of the task forces and things that sort of, I don't know if the term burden a committee, Mr. Bremer, is the right word, having chaired planning, but it seems like a lot of those get grouped into one committee or the other. And I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Pagliarini, under our ordinances, when we use the term task force, those are appointed by the mayor. And so you've got something that's appointed by the mayor, not appointed by a committee. And then who does that task force really answer to? And what, you know, we might have a pickleball task force. I mean, who knows what, you know, would have different types. And I think an executive committee is a real good vehicle to have to oversee those appointments, to talk about the terms. And I just think that under the council form of government, it's a natural to have an executive committee. So that's about all I had to say on that. I'd like to see what members of council have to say.
I'll go first, I guess. I've been doing this a long time. I've never seen any issues or any problems that we've had about the current form. Everybody might want to be on that executive committee. How do you pick and choose who you put on that committee? I just think that's another layer of government. I think Tom was here earlier. I think he mentioned about layer of the government. That's just another layer of government. I think citizens elect all of us equally, and I think that we can all continue to govern the way we've been without any issues. Unless you know an issue, I don't. I haven't ever seen an issue come up where we've needed an executive committee. I'm not big on adding extra government just to add extra government. I think we've got a great system, and we can watch it for the first year or two. Let's see how it turns out. I don't think we're going to have a problem, to be honest with you. Personally, I just don't. I think we're all going to work together. The citizens elected us all as one, and my opinion is I think we all ought to be a part of them.
Sure. Yeah. From time to time, there are things that come up in council, such as letters to be written and things like that, asking or actually directing that the mayor do things. And there's really no committee to refer it to, except perhaps to the Police Legal and Judicial Committee. And, of course, the mayor chairs that. I think it would be good to have something like this in our hip pocket to be able to address things like and to follow up on and to have a committee that can't adequately fit in any of the committees that we currently have. And I don't know, that may require on call, might not meet every month, but from time to time there are things that come up in council meetings and we all kind of look around and you have a function that starts at the council meeting and has to come back to the council meeting and there's no real committee to refer it back to. So for those things, I think it would be good to have, you know, the name of the committee, I'm okay with that, whatever. But I do think we do have issues that don't fit neatly into the committees we have, and there should be a way to address those and follow up on things like letters or requests of just this morning, like Tom talked about asking the mayor to go and contact the county recreation. Mm-hmm. I don't believe we want the recreation committee checking on the mayor, but I think that would be, there may be some follow-up things that it would be good to have it referred to some committee that is not beholden to anyone.
Well, the mayor's not beholden to anyone. And heretofore, we've always asked the mayor to write. When a letter comes from the mayor of the town, it has a lot more weight than a committee. And so I'm all for continuing letting the mayor write. Council will make that decision, and they'll vote to ask the mayor to write the letter. But it has a lot more weight, a lot more power when it comes from the mayor than a committee. Because then, it's going to end up going to the mayor anyhow, because everybody's going to come to the mayor to find out what the mayor thinks about it. So I'm not really in for making another committee when it all's going to go to him anyway at the end of the day. I'm not big on adding the government just to do it. I think all of our committees cover everything in the town. And in my going on 18 years, I've never seen an issue come up that one committee or another it didn't fall under. You're right, we have task force, we have blue ribbon committees that that's been appointed as well. And you can appoint a blue ribbon committee to do whatever we're looking at. I mean, so and as Kevin said, you can add citizens there as well. We've had them on blue ribbon committees on recreations, on schools, deconsolidating the school district. I mean, I can go on and on and on. There's always been the opportunity to promote, or when we did a permanent allocation plan, we had a blue ribbon committee that did that. And then they came back to the council and gave, you know, the council made that full decision, not three people. So, you know, that's my issue. I'm not big on having government just to have government. I think what we, the way we have it right now is good. And I think every council member wants to have a part of it. So anyway, that's just my opinion.
Jim, did you have?
I'm leaning towards where Gary's going on this. I think that creating an extra layer of government and having an executive committee just creates a division within council, I think, of almost creating a hierarchy within the council. So I would be concerned about that.
Sure.
And maybe it has to do with the title of the committee, but it's executive committee sounds extra, you know, like almost like a creation of a special subset within
sure.
council.
Sure. Well, how about this? Instead of us taking an up or down vote on something like this today, as I work my way into my new position, I just want to make sure that like Gary, if I do a letter or if I, you know, we appoint a committee or something like that, that it's with council's full blessing, mm-hmm. and that I'm not going off on a tangent and writing letters or representing this body outside of Mount Pleasant in ways that the council says, hey, wait a minute, you know, you don't speak for yourself, you speak for council. And so as I work through these and do things and we work for it, that's I'm fine with that. As long as you know where I'm coming from and why I thought I wanted to have the discussion on the need for this.
Sure, I understand.
That'd be great.
You know, no, I do understand. And like I said, every time we've ever wanted to write a letter, council has asked and voted and asked the mayor to write it, so we get a complete buy-in of full council
right.
instead of the three. So, and like I said, I think it has more of a weight when it comes from you than it does from an executive committee.
Okay.
You know, you're the, you know, the mayor is the top, you know, politician of the town, and so whenever we address issues, for me, I think it has a lot more weight to come from you than an executive committee.
Sure. Okay. Comments? Yes, sir.
Yes, Kevin Kinane again. Just to refresh you on Gary and GM, there is an issue with this that maybe people are missing. The if you recall the aquifer issue, council expressed that they were opposed to using the aquifer or the waterworks at a pine, that they don't want to use the aquifer for industrial purposes. And then I think our representative went up to the council of governments and kind of went against what was the sense of council. And I think that the executive committee would be a check and balance against that type of action.
Well, that councilman, that person is no longer with us. So you can't control everything that one person does. You don't change your government because one person does something.
Right.
And you know, we'll leave it at that.
Okay. Any more to say on that? We'll move on without any action for council. It's just something that I'll commit to working with council and making sure that as I try to execute the duties of this office, that I'm not doing anything out of bounds with council, given our council form of government. That's the main intention of that. So
good.
I take that as sort of a vote of confidence. So I kind of like what I'm hearing. Thank you. Good. So that was item 5A. Item 5B is an executive session to review a contract. Do we have a motion in that regard?
I'll make a motion that we go into executive session for contractual matters.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a second. Also, following that, as noticed to the public, the committee may take action on any item listed on an executive session agenda or discuss an executive session during a properly noticed meeting, which this is. We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? No. We are in executive session.
We'll go down the hall.
Police, Judicial, and Legal Committee has reconvened from executive session. No votes were taken, and I do not believe there are any motions to follow from that executive session. That concludes item 5C. Item number 6 is adjourned. Is there anything else to come before this committee?
Yes, sir.
Hearing none, we stand adjourned.
Put this up here.